Daily Light, November the 30th, morning. Now may the God of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Oh, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The Helper, the Spirit of Truth. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favour in your sight? I and your people, is it not in your going with us?" Oh, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 and Revelation 1:4. Philippians 4, verse 7, Luke 24, 36, John 14, 27, John 15, 26, Galatians 5, 22, Romans 8, 16, and Exodus 33, 14 to 16. Daily Light, November the 30th, evening. We rejoice in our sufferings. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied. O beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. As sorrowful and yet always rejoicing. Oh, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. They left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonour for the name. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flocks be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Oh, we rejoice in our sufferings. Romans 5, verse 3, and 1 Corinthians 15:19, 1 Peter 4:12-13, 2 Corinthians 6:10, Philippians 4:4, Acts 5:41, Romans 15:13, and Habakkuk 3:17-18.